This is ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy. Chicken tenders basket? Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches.
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
You're number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Rishi is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at SuperiorAluminum.com.
It's struggling with lower back pain, recovering from an injury. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambach Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the the big box giants and e-commerce megastores, the Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
A 5-point second half for Botkins, which is still amazingly right in this game. Pretty baseline left. Goes to the rim. Great feed. Carter Kleiman got it for two. 36-34. Botkins within a goal. 3:22 to go, fourth quarter. Blocked on the play. Blocked on the play. Jacob Kleiman. Outlet to Paul. Botkins for the lead. Jamison Meyer. Good! Good! Botkins up one. Botkins up one. Jamison Meyer hoisted in a 29-footer.
What a great shot, a great break, and what an incredibly great block by Kleiman at the other end. I mean, he just stuffed him.
38-37. Trojans trail. Jamison Meyer back on the floor for Botkins. Carter Kleiman inbounding right of the rim. On the arc to Jamison. He lets it fly from 30. It's good! It's good! Botkins up two. Botkins up two. Jacob Kleiman to the stripe. 7:4 to go. 1-1. If he makes the first, this game should be in the books. Free throw, Jacob Kleiman up. It is rimming around and going in. Oh, it shook the whole backboard. It rattled in the cylinder for a couple seconds. Kerplunk, it fell through. Botkins up four. Botkins up four. 44-40. 7:4 remaining. Is there any denying this is by far the best D4 boys basketball team in the state of Ohio in 2021? No.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And they're going to get that really nice gold trophy to put in their case to be able to show everybody that they were.
Colleen Brandewey knocks it down. She hurled in a triple, a high archer. Redskins 51, Convoy Crestview 20. Fort Rorty, AP poll champs 3 straight years. This is state title number 3 in the last 8 completed OHSAA state tourneys. Here's Riley on a theft. Riley Heitkamp stole it and blistered her way down the floor 60 feet to the rack. Beautifully done by Riley Heitkamp to close out this game.
11 young ladies have scored now for Fort Walton.
Oh, my goodness. Celebration. Pandemonium. Fort Normy girls out on the hardwood. They are hugging and rejoicing. Unfinished business is now completed. It's finished. Fort Laramie denied an opportunity to play in the state championship 1 year ago because of the health crisis. Comes back in a big way here in 2020-21 to win the state title easily, beating Convoy Crestview 66-24 and McDonald 60-26. Wow. No doubt who the best club is in the state in girls D4.
No, there wasn't one when we got here, but they certainly went out there and proved it.
And again, congrats to the Redskins seniors, Caitlin Gaston, Marin Heitkamp, Kenzie Holcher, Dana Rose, Jane Putoff, Clara Gebhardt, Paige Eilerman.
They had to wait 2 years to get this, and boy, they never lost focus, ever.
Baseline left, Shoulders. Oh, what a maneuver. Oh, what a maneuver. Great drive, Shoulders. Head fake to the rack for a deuce.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, good afternoon. Welcome here to the Student Activity Center at Vandalia Butler. I'm Jack Kramer with Bryant Billing, pinch hitting for Chuck McBee, who has this Saturday 75-degree afternoon off.
It's a beautiful day, isn't it, Jack?
It sure is, and it's going to steam up on the inside here for this big contest between Tri-Village and Cincinnati Country Day. At stake, a berth in the state Final Four next Friday at 1 o'clock at UD Arena against the new Knoxville Toledo Christian winner. Country Day on the season, 20-5. Tri-Village on the season, 25-2. Country Day here by virtue of an upset of the number one ranked team in the state, Fort Loramie, 47-40 on Thursday. And Tri-Village knocked out Danville easily, 54-33. A lot of big questions to be answered here over the first half of this game. Might take four quarters to answer all of them. But how will Country Day's pressure affect Tri-Village? It forced in excess of 20 turnovers by Fort Loramie on Thursday night, resulting in 17 Country Day points. How will Country Day defend 6'2 Megan Downing of Tri-Village? She made seven virtual point-blank layups or putbacks against Danville on Thursday. How will Tri-Village shake free Riley Sagister, an extraordinarily good long-range shooter? Sagister can sink them from as far away as 30 feet out. Country Day has outstanding height on the perimeter to defend Riley. We'll see what takes place there. And how about Gracie Barnes of Country Day? She bumped in 26 in the season opener back on November 20th at Tri-Village. She led the way to a 56-54 victory by the Nighthawks of Country Day over the Patriots on that night. If she gets the majority of those 26 again tonight, 18 or 20, Country Day may be tough to beat, although Megan Downing, Morgan Hunt, Riley Sagister, all three are capable of 15 to 20 points here this afternoon for Tri-Village. Reflecting back on that game, November 20th, Tri-Village, interestingly enough, traveled to New Madison, or I should say Country Day traveled to Tri-Village, with just five varsity players available. Sickness, injury. Charlize Rust, a JV player, was forced into action in the final minute because Sarah Zimmerman fouled out, and it was Charlize Rust who made the layup that won the game 56-54. Barnes was outstanding, 6-for-10 behind the arc in that game, 16-point lead by Tri-Village in the first 13-14 minutes, or I should say by Country Day over Tri-Village. Interestingly enough, in that game, Morgan Hunt, Megan Downing, held in check, only scored 23 points between them in that contest, and Country Day won it by two. Don't know if that can repeat itself today. This Tri-Village team has got to be revved up. Might have been licking its chops, Bryant, for Fort Loramie, having lost to Fort Loramie 61-37 in the regional championship game a year ago. But here in the last couple days, obviously Tri-Village has had to readjust, refocus its sights on Country Day, which disposed of Fort Loramie on Thursday evening.
Right, if they were counting on getting revenge on Fort Loramie, it was Country Day who was able to get the revenge on Thursday night after losing to Fort Loramie here 2 years ago in a regional final. That was a close game, and Fort Loramie ended up pushing, I believe, to what, 50-34, I think, is what that ended up.
Right.
Of course, last year, that was a huge blowout in a district final when those two teams played. I know that Country Day was missing a senior guard, and Fort Loramie just ran away with that one. 50-16, I think that ended up, and
yep.
Completely different Country Day team. You can tell all the young girls who were all freshmen last year for the Nighthawks are now a year older and a year stronger.
Brad Gray, head coach of Tri-Village, told me that his club was caught off guard a little bit in that opening game. Tri-Village didn't play well the first quarter, got way behind. Country Day shot lights out in that first game of the year. And a week or so later, I chatted with Coach Gray. He said, boy, I'd like to be a little better prepared and get a shot at Country Day again, maybe here before Christmas time. I know that's not going to happen. Well, we're going to find out today if 3 months' time is worth the wait for Tri-Village to get revenge against Country Day.
Yes, it should be a good matchup, too. I think these two squads match up well. Great guards on both squads. Of course, you've got 6-foot Sarah Zimmerman inside, and she also handles the ball out on the arc a lot, too. And I think a key question, Jack, is how much we're going to see 6'4" Daisy McLean today. We saw her more in a district final last week against Rushi when Country Day beat them 47-42. She was effective defensively in that game. Ella Haney did score 12, but as we know, she plays more on the outside more. She likes to shoot some mid-range shots. Kate Sherman is their center. She only managed 4 points in that game, so Sarah Zimmerman and McLean were effective that game in bottling her up.
Yeah, you're so right. McLean may be more often used in this game here today. She can absorb some contact on the inside, absorb a few fouls, body up against Megan Downing. Head coach John Snell of Country Day may use her more, that's for sure. He did indicate to me that Sarah Zimmerman, at 6 feet tall, probably would play out just in front of Megan Downing.
Okay.
He tried to deny her that high-low pass from Morgan Hunt down to Megan. And expect Country Day to press, maybe even on missed shots. Look for pressure all over the floor. Country Day's had such great success with it here in this tournament. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. Our anchors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution. Gaufney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. We've got you covered. Go Gaufney. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. Home of the Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. Osgood Bank and Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County. And in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well, be good, Osgood Bank. Secure Com in Minster. SECURCOM. Online at securecom.com. At Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster, we help you buy, sell, build, and develop real estate. Thanks to the Sydney Daily News and our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM. Starting lineups coming up next, then the opening tip. It's Country Day Tri-Village on scoresbroadcast.com.
For 76 years, the Gaufney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Gaufney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Gaufney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Gaufney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Gaufney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Gaufney. Our family has you covered.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.
We will take a 1 minute radio station break as we close out the playing of our national anthem. Great crowd here for Tri-Village and Cincinnati Country Day. Regional Championship Girls D4. 1 minute radio station break is next, coming up right now on scoresbroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins wings slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online. BrukensPub.com.
Here are your starting lineups for today's big game, Division IV Regional Championship at stake, a berth in the state tournament Final Four at the UD Arena next Friday at 1 o'clock against the new Knoxville Toledo Christian winner. For Tri-Village, the home team on the scoreboard, wearing the white with red and blue trim, Riley Sagister, junior guard, 5'7", Delaney Gray, senior, 5'3", Morgan Hunt on the front line, a 5'11 junior, Tori Richards, a 5'7 junior wing player, Megan Downing in the middle, a 6'2" senior. By way of points per game on the year, Sagister at nearly 17, Hunt 15, Downing at 14, Richards at close to 10, Gray at 5 per contest. For Cincinnati Country Day, Sarah Zimmerman on the front line, 6-foot senior forward, joined by Megan Zimmerman, 5'8 sophomore, and Elizabeth Zimmerman, a 5'8 sophomore. Jada Mormon out front, 5'8" tall, a senior. Gracie Barnes, 5'9", a junior. Very young varsity roster with about a half dozen sophomores. This team will have to be reckoned with for the next 2 or 3 years. That is for sure. A lot coming back next season for Country Day and Tri-Village as well. By way of points per game, Gracie Barnes, 15 per outing for Country Day. Sarah Zimmerman at 14, Megan at 10, Elizabeth at 8, Sam Easter at 6 off the bench, Jada Mormon a starter at 4 per outing. I might note that two of the Zimmermans, Megan and Elizabeth, the two 10th graders, part of a triplet berth, the third, Andrew, Sarah Zimmerman, is an older sister by 2 years.
It's incredible. A real family affair for the Nighthawks.
Yep. Head coach John Snell, Country Day. Head coach Brad Gray, Tri-Village, two outstanding mentors. It'll be a cat-and-mouse game. How do you slow down the leading scores of these two clubs? That will be a tactic we'll keep our eyes out for. Who's guarding who?
One thing to note, Country Day is not the only Miami Valley Conference team in action today. Purcell Marion's playing East Clinton in the Division III regional final over in Springfield. So two teams out of that MVC in action in regionals today.
And this Country Day club played Purcell twice in the regular season. Both the competitive games lost each time. Opening tip to start, won by Country Day. As Sarah Zimmerman tipped it to Megan. Megan's got the ball in the arc. There's a switch out front as Richards now goes up against Gracie Barnes. High left, it's Mormon. Mormon drives on Downing to the rim. Downing got a piece of it, knocked it away. Tri-Village has possession in backcourt. It's Riley Sagister. Country Day, the dark blue jerseys, dark blue pants, light blue numbers, light blue broad stripes down the sides of the shorts. Tri-Village, as I mentioned, the home white. Here's Megan Downing getting it. Low post left in the block. Got caught beneath the backboard. Tried to throw a pass out in the arc, and it went into the first row of the bleachers.
There was nobody around there, Jack. It looked like she was really bothered by Sarah Zimmerman on that, too, who was guarding her.
Gracie Barnes loops it 25 feet away to Sarah Zimmerman, number 4 on her back. Pitch and catch with Gracie Barnes. Dumped to Sarah, left wing. Sarah against Morgan Hunt in the lane. Throws up a left-handed hook shot. Got it. Over the top of Hunt and downing both. Sarah Zimmerman, athletic move from 8 feet out. 2-0 Country Day. Here's a grabbing foul out 30 feet from the hoop as Megan Downing was jarred on the arm by Jada Mormon of Country Day. 2-0 lead in favor of the Nighthawks, who I mistakenly referred to as the Indians the other night. Nickname change in the past several months. Here's Riley Sagas for midcourt. Jostled just a little bit around one player or another. All the way to the rack. Gliding to the rim. Driving layup, Sagaster. Tied up at 2. 90 seconds gone, opening quarter. Far left wing. It is Elizabeth Zimmerman. Near side it goes to Jada Mormon. Megan Downing on Jada at the moment. Man-to-man defense by both clubs. Here's Sagaster trying to sandwich Gracie Barnes. Might have gotten away with a walk. Little dipsy-doo down the lane. High off the backboard. Glanced off the rim. No. Rebound outlet. Hunt to Sagaster. Barnes, difficult shot in a thicket of players in the lane area. Really not a good opportunity to score. Here's a deflected pass and a steal. Run out by Mormon. Mormon against Sagaster. Sagaster hacked her. Delayed whistle. Right ball. 2 free throws. Mormon, Country Day.
Mormon was very impressive in that regional semifinal against Fort Laramie on Thursday defensively.
Oh, yeah.
Fort Laramie had 20 turnovers in that game. A lot of them were because Mormon was getting out, intercepting passes, knocking balls away.
Yeah, she did not score in that game, Bryant, but had 7 deflections, 4 steals.
That's incredible.
Yep. Free throw by Mormon is good. 3-2 Country Day. Country Day doesn't shoot free throws on the year as well as Tri-Village. About 7 percentage points difference. Here is the free throw by Mormon. No good off the back brace. Long rebound, whistle blew. Lane violation, Tri-Village. Mormon gets to shoot it again.
I believe that was Downing who moved a little too soon, Jack.
Mormon sinks the third free throw. The second one, which was missed, did not count. So if this winds up being a real tight one-point game at the end, you can always harken back to this early free throw situation when Country Day was granted a reprieve because of a lane violation, and then the shot was made. Tri-Village, forecourt, down to her left. Ball raked away from Tori Richards, out of bounds. 4-2 Country Day, 5:44 to go in the first. Baseline left, Richards airmails it out back to Sagaster. Sets and shoots a long 29-footer. No good, high off the back iron. Rebound down to Barnes. Barnes outlet to Megan Zimmerman. Goes into the paint area against Downing. Thought she was fouled. No call. Referees let him play. Loose ball to Sagaster. Sagaster winds her way up the floor. Pitches on the arc to the three-point shooter. Push off against Country Day. 5:23 left here in the opening quarter. Country Day 4, Tri-Village 2. Thanks so much to Family Resource Center based in Findlay, an office in Sydney, FRCOhio.com. Victra's Health and Wellness in Anna. Receive online care at victrashealth.com. You are treated individually with functional medicine. The Cell Phone Shop, Harshman Plaza, Harshman Road. That's South Needmore in North Dayton. Call 937-567-0878. Mention scorersbroadcast.com and get 15% off. And Psalm McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home in Sydney, serving families with dignity and respect. Phone 937-492-5130. Well, before Tri-Village can inbound the ball, Bryant, after a foul against Country Day, is another one whistled on Country Day 2?
Exactly, on Sam Easter.
Inbounded below the rim, eventually, by Tri-Village. Right underneath the net to Downing. It's bobbled, tipped away, taken by Country Day. Quickly down the floor on a run. It's Mormon into the paint, blocked by Downing. Loose ball, top of the circle. It's Sarah Zimmerman with it. She is bumped again by Morgan Hunt. Foul, it's common. Ball out of bounds. to Country Day below its basket, leading 4-2, 5:03 left here in the first quarter. I think we found out, Brian, defense is going to be the name of the game here today. Both clubs off to a very good beginning at the defensive end of the floor. Ball inbounded by Country Day, tipped all the way to midcourt, but Downing traced down in backcourt by Sarah Zimmerman. She walks it up with Country Day in front, 4-2. Played 3 minutes, 20 seconds. Here's Gracie Barnes. Sagister's got that assignment. Here's Gracie behind the back on the dribble. Elbow left, shooting. Oh, it lipped the rim. Great rebound by Mormon, who went flying into the air. To Barnes, foul line J, short. Rebound, pinballed around. Deflected last by Country Day. Tri-Village possession. Gracie Barnes, a slow start shooting. She's drained 12 of 15 free throws last two games, but has not been herself out on the floor. 4:28 to go here in the first quarter. 4-2, Country Day. Here is Tri-Village quickly down the floor, beating the press. 1-2-3 passes. Megan Downing, a left-handed runner, kissed it in off the window. And she was chucked on the shoulder as she flipped up the shot. A chance for an add one to give Tri-Village the lead. Tied at 4, 4:23 to go in the first. Left-hand free throw by Downing. Front rim, backboard, rolling like a top all the way around the rim twice and right down through the ropes. 5-4, it's Country Day down a point. 4:12 to go, first quarter. Left corner, it's Mormon. Sets up and shoots the three. Overshot it. Great weak side rebound. Sam Easter picked it up off the floor, in off the bench. The 5'7 sophomore for Country Day makes a name for herself right away. Great offensive board. 6'5 Country Day. 3:53 to go, first quarter. Ball thrown to Downing, high post. Deflected by Sarah Zimmerman. Tri-Village's Sagister picks it up 30 feet out. Riley hands off to Morgan Hunt, who's yet to shoot. Mormon on Hunt. Interesting face-off there. Sagister pops out to shoot the three straight away. Way short. Fired it up over Mormon. Had clearance. It wouldn't go down. Rebound to Elizabeth Zimmerman. Down to Megan. Megan top of the circle. Launching from there off to the left. Board to Downing of Tri-Village. 6-5 Country Day. 3:14 to go here in the first quarter. Slow scoring start. Each team trying to settle in offensively. Defenses have had the edge so far. Here's Sagister, a little opening. Slithers through down the left side of the lane. A looping left-handed runner. Good. She banked it in off the glass. 7-6 Tri-Village. Good penetration to Sagister. Gracie Barnes comes back. Off balance, Jay. Banked it short. Downing might have tipped it. Loose ball rebound. Tri-Village has got it. And there's a controversial travel call on the Patriots right in front of head coach Brad Gray. He does not like it. 2:50 left to go. Opening period. 7-6 Tri-Village in front by one. Here's Sam Easter inbounding down into the right corner. And his players were trying to slide around on the court for position on the inbounds throw. We've got a screen set by Country Day that was not stationary.
And that went on Daisy McLean, who's just entered the game for the first time.
Foul on Daisy. Tri-Village with possession in backcourt. Up one. 2:40 left. Opening quarter. Riley Sagister gave it to Delaney Gray. Now Morgan Hunter goes to work. Foul line, elbow on the left. Feeds it to the left-hand jump shooter. Downing let it fly from 16 feet. It circled the rim twice and came out. Rebound down to Barnes. Barnes inside the arc lets it go. Bingo! Gracie Barnes from 18 feet. 8-7 Country Day. 2:19 to go here in the first quarter. Morgan Hunt has got to get untracked for Tri-Village. That's all there is to it.
Absolutely, Jack.
Sagister midcourt, loops it left side to Tori Richards, into the post to Downing, on the arc to Hunt. Picked up by Sarah Zimmerman. Right wing Sagister. Sagister maneuvers out on top, gets a screen, dips in, dips back, shoots the three. Swish! Sagister used her footwork to get enough space to trigger the three ball. Thought about driving, retreated, and drilled it. 10-8 Tri-Village. Gracie Barnes on the run down the right side of the lane. Oh, what a shot. Oh, what a shot. Gracie Barnes, a runner, high off the backboard, in. Collision occurred as she flipped it toward the iron. She's at the stripe with a plus one.
Sagister and Barnes, just true tremendous junior guards here. I know they both earned all Southwest District first team recognition, and you're seeing why right now.
On display are these two young ladies. Gracie Barnes, a chance for a three-point play the old-fashioned way. Game tied at 10, and she tosses home the free one. Country Day's got a one-point edge, 11-10, a minute 37 to go. In a beautifully played first quarter.
Yes.
I've been waiting for less than 48 hours. Last time we were here was Thursday night, so it's been a day and a half plus a little bit, waiting with great interest for this matchup here this afternoon. And this game is turning out to be every bit as good as billed. One-point lead Country Day, 1:28 to go first quarter. Deep in the right corner, Delaney Gray for Tri-Village. Gave it up, got it back, shot it, missed it, it skidded off the rim. Long rebound down to Easter to Sarah Zimmerman. One on two, Sarah to the rack. In traffic, it skimmed off the iron. Almost made it, wouldn't go down. She was challenged. That was a high degree of difficulty. Motoring toward the basket. Tri-Village with possession now. Into the post, Downing. Downing slips right around McLean. Fired it high off the backboard. No good. Rebound, Tri-Village. Sagister with a very poor cross-court pass. Picked off by Easter. 50 seconds to go in the first. Country Day up 1-11-10. Sarah Zimmerman hits Barnes. Barnes slicing through the lane, pulls up, missed the 10-footer, got the rebound back, fed Sarah Zimmerman. Sarah down the lane, it's around, around, and out. No good, tough break. Rebound, stabbed out of bounds by Tri-Village. 36.9 to go here in the first quarter. Country Day 11, Tri-Village 10. These two teams played in the opener way back on November 20th. And Tri-Village at home was nipped by Country Day, 56-54 in a thriller. Ball inbounded to Barnes. Barnes jacks up a three from long range. No good, high off the heel. Rebound down to Sagister. One-point lead Country Day, 26 seconds to go first quarter. Cross-court, Gray is open. Low on the right, it's Downing, broken up on the play. Megan Zimmerman got a fist on it and drove it out of bounds beneath the basket. 22.3 remaining here in the opening stanza. Sagister to trigger, baseline right of the rim. Sagister fires to Downing, top of the circle, outside the arc on the left. Here's a long triple thrown up there by Delaney Gray. Little short off to the left, no good. Easy rebound by the Nighthawks. Down the floor, out of control is Easter. Into the right corner, juggled it. Tri-Village got a piece of it, says the referee. Out of bounds to the Nighthawks. Baseline below the rim, 9.6 to go in the opening period. Country Day up one. Inbounded into the lane to Megan Zimmerman. Swiped on the play by Sagister. She's got to go. She lets it go prematurely from midcourt with 4 seconds left. And it goes out of bounds. And the buzzer belatedly sounds. First quarter in the books. Country Day 11. Tri-Village 10 on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Airstream is seeking production associates to join our growing team. Located in Jackson Center, Ohio, Airstream's employees assemble towable travel trailers and luxurious motorized touring coaches. With record sales and a new state-of-the-art production facility, Airstream is now hiring for numerous general production positions. Work first shift and earn up to $26 per hour with production and attendance bonuses. Visit airstream.com/apply to learn more. Be part of an iconic legacy at Airstream in Jackson Center.
Oh, I've got three words for this contest here today, Bryant. What a game.
Yes, it has been so far.
11-10 in favor of Country Day. Opening second quarter. Here's Morgan Hunt outside the arc. I don't think she's taking a shot yet. There's one outside the lane in the left. A left-hander. Yes. Oh, the southpaw banked it home. One-on-one action by Morgan Hunt to begin the second quarter of play. What a fine shot. Great move against Elizabeth Zimmerman. 12-11, Tri-Village, up a point. 30 seconds gone, second quarter. Deep left corner, three ball by Country Day. Overshot. Didn't hit the rim. Elizabeth Zimmerman couldn't find the range. Uncontested rebound for Tri-Village. Forecourt left, Sagister. Out high to Morgan Hunt. Hunt is picked up on the play by Easter. Morgan wants to drive. Easter closes her off. Here's a weave. Sagister, Hunt, Downing foul line, down the left side of the lane. A running hook shot is good! A beauty. Megan Downing from 8 feet away. Boy, she's performed extremely well so far. 14-11 Tri-Village. Three-point lead, the biggest in this contest. Open player, Country Day, left flank. Three ball. Bingo! Elizabeth Zimmerman was left free, and her line driver was like radar right down through the cylinder. Tied right back up at 14. Here's Morgan Hunt going to work on Easter. Stopped in the lane, goes to Sagister, right corner. Around one player, another to the rim. Partially blocked on the play by Sarah Zimmerman. Outlet to Elizabeth. Down the floor into the left corner for Country Day. 6:18 to go in the second. Game tied at 14. Baseline left, then a feed to Sarah, cutting to the rack. Caught it in the lane and banked it in. Sarah Zimmerman from Sister Megan. 16-14, Country Day, a quick five. Nighthawks lead by two. Outside the arc on the left is Sagister. Tri-Village clears out for her. Here's a drive. Late defense by Country Day. Ball deflected. Loose ball midcourt. Tri-Village comes up with it. Right corner, Delaney Gray. Foul line, Downing. Down the lane again. Downing off the backboard. It's good. The southpaw going to work. Making shots from several feet away from the rim. Using the window. Tied up at 16. Three-pointer, Country Day. Long-range bomb. Yes, yes. Elizabeth Zimmerman from Megan.
Left it wide open on that, Jack. You can't do that.
Nope. 19-16, Country Day warming up behind the arc. Three-point lead, Nighthawks. Here at midcourt is Sagister trying to squeeze between a couple Nighthawk players. She flopped, went to the floor. Could have been a travel, could have been a kneeing foul on Country Day. That is what is whistled. 19-16 in favor of Country Day. 5:16 left to go here in the second quarter. Sarah Zimmerman getting help here today from Megan and Elizabeth. They're performing quite nicely. Here's Downing at the foul line. Tri-Village down two. On the arc to Sagister. It's clear. Cut, walk by two steps. No call. Into the post to Hunt. Foul over the back by Mormon. Country Day bench not pleased. Thinking it is getting the poor end on the calls. Sagister did clearly walk badly about 10 seconds ago. Well, that foul in Country Day is number 7. And head coach John Snell for Country Day just alerted the ref to take a look at the scoreboard. 7-3 in fouls. At the line for Tri-Village is Morgan Hunt. 1-1. It is short. No good. Rebound Country Day. Up 3. Gliding down the lane. Oh, what a beautiful drive to the rim by Elizabeth Zimmerman. Around and out. No good. Rebounded by Tri-Village. Nighthawks missed a chance to go up 5 there. 4:48 to go second quarter. Tri-Village trailing by 3. Sagister, Hunt. Outside the arc on the right to Tori Richards. Straight away Sagister around the screen. Lob down inside to Hunt. She's dangerous from there. She's collared from behind. Fouled. And she'll get 2. Brian, it would seem to me that Tri-Village has got to find a way to make Morgan Hunt a more integral part of the offensive flow.
Absolutely. It helps him have a three-headed monster when Sagister and Downing are also scoring, too.
Yep.
That is Jada Mormon's third foul for Country Day. She's about to come out.
And Morgan Hunt fires up a foul shot. A little too much oomph on it. She's 0 for 2 at the stripe. Not like her.
That first one off the front of the rim. That one off the back of the rim.
3-point lead, Country Day, 4:34 to go, second quarter. Second free throw, Morgan Hunt, who is fouled in the act of shooting. Swish on that one.
Sam Easter just came in to replace Mormon for Country Day. I doubt we'll see Mormon the rest of this first half.
Jada, a rock-solid defensive specialist on the bench now for the Nighthawks, who lead but two. Foul line, Sarah Zimmerman goes to work, and Downing, awkward shot. It was hindered, but Downing nicely. She altered it for sure. Sarah way off with a six-footer. Rebound down to Tri-Village. 4 minutes left, second quarter. Tri-Village down two. Sagas to 30 feet away. Goes high, low, from way out on the floor, ill-advised. Tried to throw a football pass for Hunt below the rim, and it sailed into the end zone out of bounds. 2-point lead, Country Day. 3:55 to go, second quarter. Gracie Barnes down the left side of the floor. Straight away on the arc to Elizabeth Zimmerman. Sagister on Barnes. What a duel. Barnes holds. She holds some more. Fires right corner to Elizabeth Zimmerman, picked up by Hunt. That is Sarah between the circles, who looks back over her shoulder at head coach John Snell. 3.5 to go, second quarter. Country Day shortening this second period. Mormon on the bench with three fouls. 18 fouls on Country Day here in the first half. Only three on Tri-Village. Here is Zimmerman putting the offense in motion. Sarah to Elizabeth, who hoists up the three straight away. Wow! Woo! What a shot. Elizabeth Zimmerman came off a screen, set play, let it fly right down through the netting.
Tri-Village didn't come up and guard her there, Jack. Nope. She had no pressure on that.
Well-balanced attack from Country Day so far. 5-point cushion now, biggest of this game, 22-17. Morgan Hunt, high-low for Downing on the inside. A catch and a make near the rim by Megan Downing, and it's 22-19. Country Day's lead shaved to 3. Little give-and-go action, Country Day. Down the lane, Megan Zimmerman off the back iron. No good, tough break. Long rebound, Sarah. Driving, blocked by Megan Downing. 2:24 to go, second quarter. Heck of a game here at the Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center. D4 girls regional title. 3-point lead, Country Day. High post, Hunt on the arc to Sagister. Barnes does not let Sagister out of her sight. Sagister tries to drive and kick the ball off her shin out of bounds. Great defense, but Country Day caused the turnover. 2:04 left to go here in the second quarter. Barnes dropping down the floor in a hurry. Pulls up baseline right. Bank shot. It is no good. Hurried up look by Country Day trying to catch Tri-Village off guard. Didn't work. Minute 50 left, second quarter. With the ball, Downing hits the cutter. Hunt down the lane. On the run. Banked it in. Well done by Hunt. 4 straight by Tri-Village. Long 3, Country Day. Look out. Wow! It's good! It's good! Elizabeth Zimmerman from downtown. Violation backcourt. Turnover, Tori Richards. Tri-Village.
That is the third 3 of the second quarter for Elizabeth Zimmerman. 9 points in this quarter.
91 seconds to go in the first half. 4-point lead, Country Day. Sarah baseline left, maneuvering, throws up a left-hand hook over Downing, no good. Zimmerman got the rebound. Downing blocked it out of bounds. Touch last, though, by a player in a blue jersey. It was Easter trying to reach for it. It will be Tri-Village possession when we come back. Patriots down 4, a minute 23 to go, second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts, and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few 2,000 people in West Central Ohio own a street legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street legal golf cart from Brunson.
A terrific girls regional championship, Division IV, here at the Student Activity Center. Vandalia Butler High School, 4-point lead, Cincinnati Country Day. A minute 23 remaining here in the second quarter. I'm Jack Kramer with Bryant Billing. Chuck McBee not here. He's got the Saturday off in the 75-degree weather. Midcourt, Morgan Hunt, Tri-Village, high posted Downing. Tri-Village down two on the arc to Sagister. Right corner, Richards, long set shot, long one. No, it was Sagister, not Richards. Sagister poured it in. They both got such beautiful bronze tans, I could not distinguish them. It was Sagister from way downtown. 25-24, 1-point lead, Country Day. 50 seconds left in the half. Gracie Barnes loops to Sarah Zimmerman in the lane, and we got a foul on the floor against Tri-Village. Head coach John Snell of Country Day has been lobbying for a few more personals on Tri-Village. That's Tri-Village's fourth. Country Day's got eight. Tri-Village is in the bonus. 47.4 to go here in the first half of play. Ball inbounded by Barnes. Barnes tried a tricky maneuver. Tried to lay the ball off the back of Downing, then pick it up and score. The play almost went awry. It was eventually kicked out of bounds by Tri-Village. Country Day still has it. Baseline left. Ball lobbed to Sarah Zimmerman, foul line. Shoots a high-arching 16-footer. Got it! 27-24 Country Day. Sarah Zimmerman just lofted one in. Half minute to go till halftime. Here's Sagister 30 feet out. Sagister between the rings. High right to Richards. Coming out to catch straightaway Hunt. Morgan's got to go to work. Inside to Downing. Downing against McLean. McLean blocked it. Taken away by Country Day. Barnes on a 3-on-2. Hits a Zimmerman left wing. Jump shot. Good! Inside the arc. Megan Zimmerman let it fly. 5-point lead, Country Day. 4 ticks to go. First half. Sagister driving. Lays it up. Bouncing in. It went down at the buzzer. Country Day's last field goal gave them a brief 5-point lead at 29-24. The bucket by Sagister at the buzzer makes it a 29-26 game here at the halftime intermission. We'll take a 2-minute radio station break in just a few seconds. Looking to buy, build, or refinance a home? Well, Osgood Bank has got you covered. Whether you are a first-time home buyer with little or no down payment, buying a home on acreage, or you need cash out refinancing, the experts at Osgood Bank are fast, friendly, and will service your home loan from start to finish. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good, Osgood Bank. Member FDIC, equal housing member, osgoodbank.com. May have heard earlier in this game a message from Airstream Inc. in Jackson Center. Airstream seeking production associates to join its growing team. Located in Jackson Center, Airstream's employees assemble towable travel trailers and luxurious motorized touring coaches. With record sales and a new state-of-the-art production facility, Airstream is now hiring for numerous general production positions. Work first shift and earn up to $26 per hour with production and attendance bonuses. Visit airstream.com/apply to learn more. Be part of a legacy that is iconic at Airstream in Jackson Center. Oh, it's been a dynamite first half, back and forth. Tri-Village late in the second quarter owned a couple 5-point advantages. It's 3 at the break after a Sagister driving layup hung on the rim at the buzzer and went in. 29-26 Country Day over Tri-Village at intermission. A 2-minute radio station break is next. 2-minute radio station break coming up now on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Marino from Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna. I know you're tired of feeling sluggish, bloated, in pain, and just not yourself. Let us help you get down to the bottom of what is truly going on in your body with functional medicine at Victorious Health. Functional medicine is the ultimate approach to addressing those stubborn gut issues, weight gain, and chronic pain. It's time to stop guessing what your body needs. Thanks to cutting-edge testing and highly personalized care, you'll leave Victorious Health feeling confident in your specific functional medicine plan. Get started now with your free toxicity score at victorioushealth.com/radio. That's VICTRESS health.com/radio. Or give us a call at 937-232-5237.
That's Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambach Fertilizer and Seed, we have 3 retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually 4 generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in 6 West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, Bambauer, fertilizer.com.
And we welcome you back here to the Student Activity Center at Vandalia Butler. I'm Jack Kramer along with Bryant Billing. Pinch hitting for Chuck McBee, who's vacationing at Indian Lake in the sun today. Oh, what a first half. 29-26. Country Day in the lead over the Tri-Village Patriots. Our halftime report brought to you as usual here on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice. Better balance in the scorebook so far, Bryant, from Country Day as opposed to Tri-Village.
Absolutely. The Nighthawks have had 6 different players score so far, while Tri-Village has only had 3. They're 3 leading scorers. Looking at the Patriots first, Morgan Hunt had 5 points all in the second quarter. We were talking about how they needed to get her involved more, and they did try that in the second quarter. Megan Downing has 9 points. 6 of those came in the second quarter, and Riley Sagister has 12 points. 7 came in the first quarter, and all 5 that she had in the second quarter came in the last 2 minutes or so. For Country Day, Sam Easter has scored 2 points. Jada Mormon has scored 2 points. Mormon, the tremendous defensive player that we've talked about, who picked up her 3rd foul with about 5 minutes left in the second quarter, and she sat the rest of that first half. Gracie Barnes has 5 points to her credit. Sarah Zimmerman has 4 points to her credit. Megan Zimmerman has 7 points to her credit. And Elizabeth Zimmerman is the Nighthawks' leading scorer so far with 9 points. Those came on 3 threes in the second quarter. Rebounding-wise so far, unofficially, Country Day has an 18-11 advantage. Turnovers about even. Tri-Village unofficially with 6. Country Day unofficially with 4.
Exciting first half, very entertaining game. At stake, a berth in the Final Four next Friday at 1 o'clock against tonight's new Knoxville Toledo Christian winner at Elida. Nothing decided here. It's a close call, a tight encounter, 3-point lead, Country Day over Tri-Village. I'd like to remind you that we're on the air thanks to these radio station sponsors. Sydney Tire, Reese Insurance in Sydney, Sydney Chiropractic, Emerson Wagner Realty in Sydney, DC Sporting Goods in Sydney, Realty 2000 in Sydney, and Troy Piqua Sydney Body Karstark. Our halftime report brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Your amazing glass connection, AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice on scoresbroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glasswork is amazing.
AAGInc.OH.com.
With great support from Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, ScoresBroadcast.com launched in 2006. Locale manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Locale, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Locale proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Locale Equipment in Jackson Center.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
This is Jack Kramer with Brian Billing at Vidalia Butler. We start the third quarter of this D4 girls regional title game. Gracie Barnes opens up the shooting. Baseline right, 10-footer. It is bouncing, no good. Rebounded by Tri-Village, which is down three, 29-26. Morgan Hunt's got the ball top of the circle. High-low for Downing. She bobbled, saved it into Sagister. Sagister missed the shovel shot outside the lane. Tri-Village bench is hot. Thought there was a foul. Baseline left, open jump shooter. Megan Zimmerman, good! Fine assist from Barnes. Good pass from Barnes, who had a look from about 18. And Zimmerman was available from shorter range. 31-26, Country Day. Foul line, Downing hits Sagister down the lane, bodied on the deck, a foul. Two free throws. Both benches have been hot. They've been on the officials in this game. Game, though, has been pretty well worked to this point. But each head coach lobbying for an advantage.
Yes, they are.
Couple free throws, Riley Sagister, Tri-Village, which is down five, 31-26. Sagister connects, 31-27 in favor of Country Day. 7:03 to go, third quarter. The winner advances to the state Final Four next Friday against New Knoxville or Toledo Christian. Second free throw, in, out, no good. Rebound on the deck, on the floor, baseline left. And we had a reach-in foul against Dry Village. Oh, Coach Gray, not pleased. Common foul, number one on Downing. So Country Day will bring it down the floor with a chance to go up six or seven. Biggest lead's been five on a few occasions. Here's Gracie Barnes patrolling the offense, head of the circle. That is Sarah Zimmerman who surveys. On a weave to Barnes, Sagister checks her. Data Mormon back on the floor to start the third quarter with three fouls. Here's Barnes, elbow on the left, pulls up, banked it. It is no good, almost went in. Great offensive rebound, though, by Mormon. On the arc to Megan Zimmerman. Barnes for three, look out. Good! She wasn't guarded. She was left open. Gracie Barnes pumped it in. 7-point game. Out of control. Tri-Village down the lane. Downing flung it toward the rim. Around and out. No good. Rebound rolled all the way to midcourt. Tri-Village got it. Big sequence in this game. Tri-Village down seven. Baseline right. Torrey Richards. Open look from 5 feet. Way short. She pulled the string on it. Tie up on the rebound. Arrow enables the Patriots to keep it. Tri-Village in danger here at the moment, down 7, 34-27, 6 minutes left in the third quarter. Baseline right of the rim, getting set to throw in for Tri-Village as Richards on the arc for Gray, broken up by Barnes. It goes out of bounds. This is a key juncture in this game. Country Day ahead by 7, 34-27, 5:59 to go in the third. Inbounding side court, Richards for Tri-Village. Looks, and looks some more. Goes to Downing at the elbow. Back to Richards. She spreads the floor, picked up by Mormon. Sagister trying to free herself up from Megan Zimmerman. Defense by Country Day is really tight. Ball is out 30 feet from the rim. Downing goes to Morgan Hunt. Hits a cutter down the lane, Sagister, and it's busted up by Country Day. Goes out of bounds.
And who else but Jada Mormon? Jack, she just raced right in there right as that pass was coming. She saw it coming.
Yep, she picked up two deflections here in the last 20 seconds. Ball inbounded right corner to Richards. Into the post to Hunt. Squeezes off a bank shot. It is no good, too hard. Rebound foul line, Sagister. Setting, shooting, no good. Kicked off the back frame. Long rebound again, Tri-Village. Oh, what a lengthy possession. Still down 7. 5:26 to go in the third. Foul line jumper by Hunt. Hits it. Big hoop by Morgan Hunt. After a long, sustained possession by Tri-Village, which gets a timeout. 5:22 to go, third quarter. Country Day up 5 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
The Country Day Nighthawks will bring it down the floor right to left on your phone or your computer screen or tablet as you use your imagination. Country Day in the road, dark blue shirts and shorts, light blue numerals. Tri-Village, the home white, red numbers, red and blue outline. Here's a pass to the post by Sarah Zimmerman, ill-advised. Megan Downing jumped in front of Megan Zimmerman and intercepted the pass. Threw it up to Sagister. Sagister one-on-one, elbow on the right. Lob down inside for Downing. She's bottled up a little too tightly. Foul whistled against Sarah. Is it in the act of shooting or is it out of bounds? Tri-Village bench wants two free throws. The officials shake their heads and say, uh-uh.
That foul went against Jada Mormon. That is her fourth. So once again, she exits the game, and I assume she'll be gone for a good while. I'm sure we probably won't see her again until at least early in the fourth quarter.
Tri-Village trailing by 5, 34-29. Deep in the left corner, it is Tori Richards to Megan Downing in the post to Hunt. Hunt's pass is tipped away, stolen by Megan Zimmerman. Well done defense by Country Day. Down the floor, Elizabeth goes to the baseline left, looks for Gracie Barnes. Picks up her dribble. She's in tight quarters. Now to Gracie. Ball thrown to Sarah Zimmerman, center court. 4:26 to go, third quarter. Country Day 34, Tri-Village 29. Sarah Zimmerman maneuvers some more down the lane and attracts a two-shot foul from Megan Downing. That was cleverly done. Couple of free throws here for Sarah. Country Day up 5. Biggest lead was at the 5-minute mark here in the third quarter at 34-27. Couple of free throws for Sarah. Very high arch. It is no good. Off the back of the rim, climbed to the backboard, came down next to the iron, didn't catch it, hit the floor. Second free throw upcoming. Dips the knees, very high arch again, and floats that one through. Sarah Zimmerman on the money on foul shot number 2. And the lead for Country Day is 6. 35-29, 4:11 to go here in the third quarter. Sagister midcourt. Drawing the assignment right now, Elizabeth Zimmerman. Sagister hemmed in, far corner. Oh, and she made a bad pass. The double team worked. Gracie Barnes on the pick. Driving. Reverse layup. There's the play of the game. Gracie Barnes. Razzle dazzle. Took it 60 feet. Made the reverse. Three-pointer, Tori Richards. Much too long for Tri-Village. Rebound left corner. Rolling away for the Patriots. Out of bounds, Country Day, which is getting the upper hand. Gracie Barnes emerging as the best player on the court without question.
Absolutely.
37-29, Country Day by 8. 3:40 left to go here in the third quarter.
And this is the largest lead of the game for either team.
8-point advantage, Country Day. Light pressure in backcourt by Tri-Village, which needs to get Morgan Hunt going. That's all there is to it. She has got to pop in some points for the Patriots. Dribble drive down the lane. Tri-Village running left-hander. Elizabeth Zimmerman over Downing. In and out. No good. That would have been a backbreaker. Here comes Morgan Hunt. Down the floor. Into the paint area. Shot deflected by Sarah Zimmerman. Touch last by the Patriots. It goes out of bounds. The length of this Country Day team all over the floor, giving Tri-Village difficulties. 3:16 to go in the fourth. Country Day up 8, 37-29.
You were absolutely right on that. And even though the two younger sophomores, Zimmerman, don't have the same height as their older sister and Sarah, they're still plenty long.
Here is Country Day beating pressure. Long pass down the floor, leaking out. Elizabeth Zimmerman to the rim. Missed it. She blew a gimme. That would have taken it to 10. Tri-Village on the rebound. Sagister needs a goal here. She's at long range. Goes to Richards, baseline left. Inside to Downing. Up and under. It's good. Big goal by Downing. It's a 6-point deficit facing Tri-Village. Long pass, Country Day. Elizabeth Zimmerman took the home run ball, scooted to the rim, scored, and was fouled by Tri-Village. She was nicked on the head while she went up for the 2-pointer. Elizabeth Zimmerman takes it back to 8, 39-31, 2:41 to go in the third. Free throw coming for Elizabeth. Two straight sequences here. Country Day throws the ball over the top of Tri-Village pressure and gets chippies at the other end. The foul shot is good.
Now, Delaney Gray is the one who picked up the foul on that, Jack, and you could see that coming. She was over her back and slapped her on her wrist. That is a situation where you just have to give up the basket there. Don't send the line to get yet another point.
Yep, good observation. And the lead is swollen to 9, the biggest of the afternoon. Tri-Village is in some trouble. Ball thrown to Morgan Hunt outside the lane. Deep right corner, Richards. Richards foul line extended right. Gets between a couple blue jerseys. Forces one up. Blocked. Loose ball rebound on the arc to Gray. Long three-pointer. Airballed it out of bounds. in the corner of the court. Country Day emerging clearly as the better of these two teams, at least through three quarters, up 9, 2-11 left, third period of play. Gracie Barnes keeps it in her hands, dribbles into the lane, fadeaway 10-footer, bingo! Gracie Barnes strutting her stuff now. What a performance by her.
She has 7 points in this quarter now, an 11-point lead for the Nighthawks.
Sagister to Richards, left corner three, rim, backboard, no good. Rebound below the iron, out of bounds to Tri-Village, which trails by 11, 42-31, a minute 46 to go here in the third quarter. Baseline right of the rim. Sagister to play it in for Tri-Village. Out back to Gray, left corner Richards. Sets and shoots to wide open three. Swish! That's a big one. Enormous basket by Richards. It's down to 8, 42-34. 1:33 to go here in the third. Dribbling, top of the circle, Sarah Zimmerman. Foul line, down the lane, blocked out of bounds by Downing. Tri-Village tries to regain momentum. Trailing by 8 after the Torrey Richards 3. A minute 24 to go here in the third quarter.
That was the first basket not scored by their big three in Sagister, Hunt, and Downing in this game.
And that symbolizes the fact that Tri-Village has not displayed the balance that Country Day has in the scoring department. Head coach John Snell, timeout, Country Day, up 8. It was 11. A minute 24 to go, third quarter, on scoresbroadcast.com.
Got a mobile phone glitch? We're the fix. The cell phone shop in North Dayton at 2041 Harshman. Off I-75, take Needmore Road Southeast, and you'll extend right into Harshman Road. Mention Scores Broadcast and get 15% off. At the cell phone shop on Harshman in North Dayton, we fix phones, tablets, PCs, game consoles, MacBooks, laptops, and more. We'll fix your phone while you wait. Broken glass, charging port, digitizer, camera, speaker, unlock service, and even water damage. The most prompt and reliable cell phone repair in Western Ohio. The cell phone shop, Needmore to 2041 Harshman in North Dayton. Diagnostics are free. No fix, no pay. Mention Scores Broadcast and get 15% off at the cell phone shop in North Dayton. 937-567-0878. 567-0878. Any make, any brand. If we can't fix it, no one can. CellphoneShopDayton.com.
Oh, here we go. The final 84 seconds, third quarter. Country Day up 8, Edmond 11. Nighthawks ball out of bounds. Baseline left of the rim. Triggering is Elizabeth Zimmerman. Goes to Megan, baseline left. Megan checked McGray. Height advantage there, Country Day. Circling on top is Elizabeth out near midcourt. Spreads the floor, drives, baseline left. Goes to McLean. Ball pried loose, but Tri-Village, we've got a knot up on the deck. And the tie-up results in an arrow favoring Country Day. 1:12 to go here in the third. 42-34, Country Day up 8. It's been a very entertaining, terrific game here. Girls D4 regional title on the line. A berth in the state final four next Friday at 1 against New Knoxville or Toledo Christian. Here's Barnes, left corner. Goes to work on Richards. Fades away. 10-foot bank shot. It's a beauty! Gracie Barnes is really showing off here today. Fine performer. She scored 26 on November 20th against Tri-Village. How many now for her, Bryant?
14 now she has after that last basket.
And Tri-Village just turned it over. The Patriots drove down below the rim, got in a cluster of players, and couldn't hang on to the ball. Little panic setting in now for Tri-Village, which is down 10. Final 40 seconds, third quarter. 14 for Gracie Barnes. She's really turned it on. One-on-one, boy, from 15 feet on in, she can't be stopped. She's got a devastating fadeaway shot. You cannot slow down. Herky-jerky move, Zimmerman. Baseline left to a teammate. Open 15-footer missed by Elizabeth Zimmerman. Bodies hit the deck below the iron. Push-off against Tri-Village.
And that foul goes against Downing. That's now her third, something to watch as we head into this fourth quarter.
Uh-oh, three on Megan Downing. Problems continue to mount for Tri-Village. Baseline left of the rim. Sam Easter inbounds to the cutter, Barnes, and Barnes kissed it in off the window. What a catch, drive, and a shot by Gracie Barnes. 12-point game. Hunt gives it up to Downing. Baseline left. Knocked out of bounds by Country Day. Morgan Hunt simply's got to look to shoot the basketball. That's all there is to it.
Absolutely. Jack, we've talked about that throughout this game. It can't just be the Downing and Sagister show, especially when Gray and Richards haven't done much offensively in this game either.
Very good defensive change. McLean on the floor. Final 7 seconds, third quarter. She's defending. It goes to Downing. Baseline left to Richards. 15-foot jump shot. No good. Much too hard. Rebound Country Day in backcourt. That's it. Third quarter's in the books. Country Day, double-digit lead over Tri-Village, 46-34 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Whether you're looking for your first home or your next home, refinancing your current home, or building your dream home, the experts at Osgood Bank can help make it happen. With rates remaining near historic lows, right now is the time to act. Don't wait for rates to go up. Apply online today at osgoodbank.com or give us a call toll-free at 888-607-7640. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. osgoodbank.com. One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
Well, the cheering sections from both schools on their feet as we commence play here in the fourth and final quarter. Country Day has opened up a 12-point spread, 46-34. And since the early to mid stages of the second quarter, Country Day has been the better team, no question. On the arc, it's Richards. Goes back door for Hunt. Oh, Country Day saw it coming. Deflected by Sarah Zimmerman. Down to Barnes. Behind her back. Tipsy-doo into the lane. Looks for a teammate. And then juggled it. Lost it. Steal Tri-Village. Morgan Hunt is fouled. Gracie Barnes got a bit too cute right there. 7:36 to go in the game. Country Day 46, Tri-Village 34.
That is just Barnes' first foul of this game.
Megan Downing's got three for Tri-Village. Jada Mormon, four for Country Day. Midcourt, Richards on the bounce. Picked up by Easter down the left side. Sagister and Hunt have got to get going. Ball lobbed out inside to Downing. Downing juggled it, snared it, and laid it through. 46-36. Down the floor, Elizabeth Zimmerman cherry-picking, caught it. Had to go to the corner to catch up with it. Now she circles back out on top to Barnes. 1 minute gone, fourth quarter. Country Day up 10. Right corner, Easter. Sarah Zimmerman 25 feet away. Four fouls in Tri-Village, three on Country Day. Now, Country Day in this position against Fort Loramie took some ill-advised shots. Here is Sarah Zimmerman going down the left side of the lane. That one was ill-advised, easily crammed out of bounds by Downing. Baseline left, Easter inbounding to Sarah Zimmerman, high left, 20 feet away for Country Day. 6:43 to go, fourth quarter. Country Day up 10. Zimmerman retreats to near the timeline. The weave is on. 5 second count. There it is. Ooh, a break for Country Day. And then finally, Country Day passed the ball away. Hooking foul against Tri-Village. That's number five.
Megan Zimmerman had to come to a loop around behind her to get the pass. She was able to and drive Village foul. So nice break for the Nighthawks there.
Easter inbounding side court for Country Day. Lobs near side to Sarah Zimmerman. Goes foul line to Barnes inside the head of the key. Line drive jumper short. Barely caught iron. That was a shot that was forced. Shouldn't have been taken. Tri-Village gets a reprieve, a chance to cut it to 7 or 8. Sagister at the elbow on the left, now to Downing. Megan Zimmerman on Sagister. Downing shoots the 16-footer. Swish! Megan Downing from the perimeter. 46-38, Country Day up 8. 6 minutes to go in the game. Barnes, midcourt. Lead was 12, 46-34. Barnes carried the ball. It wasn't called. She missed the layup anyway. Megan Downing got a piece of it. Here's Morgan Hunt rampaging down the floor. Body foul. Two shots. It goes against Country Day. Tri-Village fans whooping it up. Here come the Patriots. Morgan Hunt was on a mission that time down the floor. Gracie Barnes took a real tough shot last trip at the offensive end for Country Day. She should have eaten the ball, didn't do it. And now Morgan Hunt sinks the free throw. 46-39. Five straight points for Tri-Village. 5:42 to go, fourth quarter. Second shot by Hunt. Got it. No. It's taken away. Morgan Hunt's foot was on the charity stripe. Oh, will that ever come back to haunt? That's 2 points. 2 points lost in this game by Tri-Village because of violations at the free throw line. Stick that in the back of your head. Stick that in the back of your head.
Country Day was able to go back to the free throw line. I believe that was Mormon in the first quarter. After missing one, she made one, and now that's a make taken away from Tri-Village.
Here's Country Day zipping down the floor to Barnes in the left corner. 7-point game. Country Day in the lead. 5:29 left, fourth quarter. Cutting toward the rim as Elizabeth Zimmerman doesn't get the pass. Barnes hangs on. Barnes wants to drive. Hooks it up over Sagister. It rimmed out. Long rebound. Easter to Barnes' left wing. Three ball way short. She's overshooting now.
And Morgan Hunt got a piece of that, too.
Yep. Rebound to Sagister to Hunt. Hunt into the half court. She's shoved. Good call by the referee right in front of us.
Yes.
She moved off her spot, but that was because of contact. Five team fouls each way. 5:02 to go here in the fourth quarter. Gracie Barnes, Bryant, has got to cool down a little bit. She's trying to make some plays she should not be trying to make.
And it could have some help with Jada Mormon coming back in off the bench. She has not played in 7 minutes. She's in here with four fouls.
Morgan Hunt to Downing. Foul line jump shot. Yes! Morgan Hunt on the feed. Downing's made two outside jumpers. 5-point game. 46-41. Country Day. 4:40 left. Dribble drive into the lane. It is Elizabeth Zimmerman being hounded by Tori Richards. Nearly a 5-second count. Foul line, Sarah Zimmerman down the paint area. Hacked on the arm. That's number four. Number four on Megan Downing.
That is the last person Tri-Village can afford to lose. I would hate to see Tri-Village try to put up a defense against Zimmerman and Barnes driving inside without Downing in there in the paint.
7 straight points by Tri-Village, which trailed 46-34. It's 46-41, 47-41. The lofty free throw by Sarah Zimmerman is good.
And that is Country Day's first point of this fourth quarter.
It took them 3.5 minutes. Sarah Zimmerman much too strong on the second foul shot. It hit the back rim twice. Came down to Morgan Hunt. 6-point game. Hunt blisters her way down the floor. Below the rim. Bounce pass right wing Sagister. Sagister trying to get free for a three ball. Being checked by Elizabeth Zimmerman on the arc to Hunt. Hunt at the elbow. Running left-hander. Rimmed out. No good. Rebound pinballed into the hands of Sarah Zimmerman. Up the floor to Barnes. Barnes hits Megan Zimmerman, driving, shot the ball, motoring to the rim. No good. Rebound poked out of bounds by Tri-Village. Boy, some hasty shots tried by Country Day, owning a six-point lead. 3:58 to go in the fourth quarter. Momentum Tri-Village. Big possession here. Patriots need another stop. Here's Mormon looking, bouncing in, baseline left. Head coach John Snell gets a timeout. 3:58 to go, fourth quarter, six-point game. Country Day over Tri-Village on scoresbroadcast.com.
Unprecedented. That's a word you're hearing a lot of right now. Unprecedented change, unprecedented times. But do you know what else is unprecedented? The number of teens right here in Shelby County that are struggling with substance abuse. But the good news is that there's also an unprecedented amount of help available. Family Resource Center in Sydney provides professional help for families and individuals struggling with life's challenges. We know that prevention works. Treatment is effective, and people recover. To learn more about the local mental health services available to you right here in Shelby County, visit frcohio.org.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy, chicken tenders basket. Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches.
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and Big Boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Oh, it's exciting. Unbelievably entertaining game here at Vandalia Butler. Girls D4 Regional Championship, 47-41. Country Day over Tri-Village. Just under four to play in the fourth quarter. So many thanks to our listeners online via scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system, and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. Too much dribbling, too much dribbling by Gracie Barnes. She fumbled it away. Picked up by Tri-Village. Barnes may have hurt herself. Sagas are down the floor unguarded. Right corner to Richards. Here comes Barnes into the defensive set. Morgan Hunt roaming the right side of the lane to Downing. Richards for three. Good! Torrey Richards. Torrey Richards to the rescue.
Second big three she has made here in this second half.
Scoreboard rang up the points for Country Day. Instead, it's 47-44. Driving down the lane, Country Day into the paint. Sarah Zimmerman down to Megan. Bounce pass to Mormon. 3:08 to go. Can Country Day hang on? Team foul, 6 in Tri-Village, 5 on Country Day. Foul line, Megan Zimmerman drives low in the right. Shoots it up over Downing. Wild shot, ill-advised, no good. Rebound Tri-Village, steal Country Day. Mormon gets it out of trouble. Big theft by Jada Mormon. Mark it down, Bryant. 2:44 to go. Rebound Tri-Village down 3. Jada Mormon on a steal. 47-44, Country Day by 3. Here's Sarah Zimmerman on the arc to Barnes. Head coach John Snell says settle down. Foul line Megan. Megan left corner to Sarah. 2:24 to go. Country Day in the bonus. Dribbling Country Day midcourt. It goes to Megan Zimmerman, 30 feet out. Now to Sarah. Near midcourt, 40 feet away. Picked up by Hunt. Gray is on Megan Zimmerman. Now Mormon being chased by Richards. 5 second count is on. Hand off to Sarah. 2 minutes to go in the game. Sarah in the lane. Bounces out to Barnes. Country Day not intending to shoot. Waiting for a foul. There it is. On Gray of Tri-Village. 1:52 left. 47-44 in favor of Country Day. Richards to the rescue here in the fourth quarter for the Patriots. What, 2 threes she's drained, Brian?
In the second half, yeah. Right. She had one in the third, one so far in this quarter.
A couple of big long-range goals by Richards, making it very interesting. This was a 46-34 game. Big one-and-one situation. Elizabeth Zimmerman connects. 48-44. just not much scoring in this fourth quarter for Country Day, right?
Two free throws pending this next one.
Country Day trying to hold on for dear life. Free throw much too hard. And we've got a player hitting the deck below the backboard of the rebound. Apparently Tri-Village. Morgan Hunt foul against Mormon, who had possession. Hunt went over the top, and Mormon's back at the strike for the 1-1. The rebound was eventually tracked down by Tri-Village, but instead, Mormon gets the bonus after nailing the first shot. And the lead is 5 for Country Day, 49-44, with a minute 52 to go in the fourth. Big foul there on Hunt. Tri-Village had the ball. Jada Mormon pops in the second free throw. The lead back to 6. Back to 6 for Country Day. 30-second break. 30-second break, a minute 52 to go. We'll keep it right here and let you know about Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center, 101 East Pike and Jackson Center. They do it all and very well. Full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and Botkins. Walk-in vaccines from 2 to 5, Monday to Friday. The test for the virus available. Results in a day or two. Open 10 to 6 Monday to Friday. Close 1 to 2. Open 10 to 1 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center, 101 East Pike in Jackson Center. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness does it all. Phone 937-596-8100. In-store shopping, curbside pickup, doing everything well to keep you well. Full court pressure by Country Day. Tri-Village, which had closed within 3, has seen Country Day sink 3 straight free throws, and here fouling out at midcourt with a poor decision is Jada Mormon.
Yep.
Blocking foul against Sagister.
She tried to go for a steal there, Jack, and they didn't need to do that. Up by 6.
Question is, team 6th or 7th?
That is a very good question. It is the 6th, they are saying.
Common foul. Wow, had Sagister gone to the stripe there, that would have really been an opportunity for Tri-Village to do damage after Mormon picked up her 5th. A minute 40 left. Tri-Village down 6. Richards, Sagister on the arc. On the chase, it's Megan Zimmerman. Sagister for 3. It is short. Off to the right, no good. Scramble for the rebound, right corner. Morgan Hunt out of bounds.
And she rushed that there, Jack. They had more time there. Just a minute 28 is what the clock has just stopped at. They didn't have to rush up that 3, and Sagister did.
Nope.
Bad look. You could tell coming off it was going to be off to the right of the rim.
Did not need a triple. Here's Country Day in backcourt. It's Easter over the timeline. Fires it down the right side of the floor. That is Sarah Zimmerman. Country Day without a field goal here in the fourth quarter, trying to hang on. Out of the arc, it's Elizabeth Zimmerman. Now Barnes, Hunt on Barnes. Gracie Barnes nearly palms it. High dribble. Bounce pass to Sarah. Sarah 25 feet away. Gives it up to Megan Zimmerman. Now deals to Elizabeth. Foul, Sagister. 1-1 with 58.5 to go.
And Tri-Village is running into problems there. A, trying to pick out who they want to foul. B, and who has to give up the foul, because Delaney Gray and Megan Downing each have 4 apiece. So there's 2 players on the court for Tri-Village that they can't even have foul.
1-1, Elizabeth Zimmerman. Oh, my goodness. A fortuitous shot by Zimmerman.
Off the glass.
Of Country Day. It was right on target, but way too long. Much too strength on it. It hit the middle of the window. She banked in the free throw. You know things are going right when that happens. Second shot in and out. No good. Rebound, Tri-Village. What a play by Easter. Easter sneaked in between Downing and Hunt and stole the rebound. She's fouled. And it is a double bonus for Country Day with 55 ticks to go. And Country Day up 7, 51-44. Trying to stave off Tri-Village with free throws in the fourth quarter. The free throws no good.
They had been shooting well until this fourth quarter, Jack. That is now their fourth miss of this quarter.
Second foul shot coming. Sam Easter, Country Day on the way. Yes! And the lead has expanded to 8.
That makes them 6 of 10 in this quarter.
Sagister in backcourt, being hounded by Elizabeth Zimmerman.
She nearly lost it there.
Yep, she did. Being guarded closely, nearly a turnover by Sagister to Richards, to Hunt, 25 feet away. Hunt foul line, pulls up, can't shoot, tries to lob it down inside for Downing. No one home, out of bounds, and that might do it.
That's going to be tough for Tri-Village now. It's an 8-point gap. They've got 10 fouls now, so anytime they foul Country Day, they're going to the free throw line. It's going to be very tough to try to come back in these last 36 seconds here.
Country Day 52, Tri-Village 44, 35.9 to go. Poor offensive set that last time by Tri-Village, which commits a foul in backcourt. And at the free throw line, Elizabeth Zimmerman with 2.
And they just took Delaney Gray and Megan Downing out after that missed basket because they both have 4 fouls. They didn't want them on the floor committing a foul. Now as these free throws come up, Coach Brad Gray is going to send both of them back in.
Elizabeth Zimmerman, a couple of shots for Country Day. And she pours it through calmly and coolly. And the lead has been increased to 9. 53-44, 6 in a row, all at the stripe of Country Day. After Tri-Village had roared back from a 12-point deficit to cut it to 3. Second shot right through. Timeout called. Country Day, it's a full 10-point game. It looks like Country Day from Cincinnati will beat Fort Loramie and Tri-Village both and advance on to the state Final Four next Friday at 1 against the new Knoxville Troy Christian winner. A full 1-minute break, 32 seconds left. 10-point deficit facing Tri-Village on scoresbroadcast.com.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a 1-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in 6 states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in 6 states.
The Cincinnati Country Day fans are on their feet. Tri-Village has just hurled up 2 long 3 balls, neither one good. Balling out of bounds, far corner of the floor. Tri-Village gets a timeout to get some subs in. Clock reads 13.3 to go. 54-44. Country Day, Bryant's going to hang on without a field goal in the fourth period of play.
It's incredible.
It is still possession. Tri-Village, Bella Black, sophomore, in off the bench. Is that right? Scoreboard says a minute 39. That's not.
No, yes. 13.9 is, I believe, what they wanted. There we go.
Decimal place
has been fixed, yes.
Right. An adjustment. Down to 10, 9, 8. Tri-Village behind but 10. Country Day will win the regional. The Nighthawks from Cincinnati Country Day. At the buzzer, final score. Cincinnati Country Day 54, Tri-Village 44, with a very balanced attack and big buckets early in the second half and late in the second quarter by Gracie Barnes. The Nighthawks turn back Tri-Village in convincing fashion by 10, 54-44, 54-44. Just simply not enough balance for the Tri-Village Patriots today. More well-rounded offensive firepower from this Country Day team all afternoon. And Country Day victorious by 10 to play either New Knoxville or Toledo Christian next Friday night at 1 at the UD Arena in the state Final Four. Congrats to Country Day, which defeats Fort Laramie by 7 and Tri-Village by 10. We've got a 2-minute radio station break coming up. A 2-minute radio station break is next after I tell you about Meyer's Tavern, a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come to us from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern, 303 North Main in Botkins, known at noon and at night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We've got a full menu. Breakfast starts at 6. Omelets are great. Terrific strip loin steak dinners at night. Proud to be a local casual hangout welcoming you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, have a burger. Meyer's Tavern, 937-693-8271. Place your carryout order from Meyer's at 303 North Main in Botkins. We bet you won't find better. Country Day beats Tri-Village twice this year, 56-54 on November 20th in New Madison on the Patriots floor, and they do it more convincingly here today in the regional championship game by 10. Country Day 54, Tri-Village 44. 2-minute break is next on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Welcome to Frisch. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy. Chicken tenders basket? Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches.
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman Supply.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Brishey is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at Superior Aluminum.
Well, after losing to Fort Loramie by 24 points in the regional championship game 1 year ago, Tri-Village may have been licking its chops for the Redskins in a new matchup here in the regionals at Vandalia this year. Didn't happen because Country Day spoiled that, whipping Fort Loramie 47-40 on Thursday. Tri-Village had to readjust, refocus on a new opponent, and guess what? Country Day licked its chops and knocked off Tri-Village by a final score of 54-44. Country Day, so very talented, well-coached. They go 7-8 deep. play excellent defense all over the floor, and anybody can put the ball in the basket. You leave any one of these Country Day players open, they know how to score the ball. Tri-Village a little thinner when it comes to offensive firepower.
Yes.
It's really primarily just three offensive players. At least that's where it stopped today. We expected a big game from Morgan Hunt. Didn't happen. Megan Downing was outstanding. Riley Sagister was held down. That's all there is to it. She never warmed up shooting the ball. Didn't get free looks. Credit Country Day, which outplayed Tri-Village here this afternoon. 54-44. Again, tonight's winner up at Elida between Toledo Christian and New Knoxville plays Country Day next Friday at 1 at the UD Arena. And if it's New Knoxville, which I think it might be, that's going to be one heck of an unbelievable matchup. Two
yes.
phenomenal defensive clubs, both with a lot of height, going at it tooth and nail next Friday at the UD Arena. Bryant, let's take a look at the scoring. Your thoughts on this game. You've alluded to it two or three times. Much better balance from Country Day. Tri-Village didn't have offensive players look often enough to score the ball. Morgan Hunt was not aggressive at the offensive end. Riley Sagister couldn't get threes, tried to drive through traffic, couldn't get the shot she wanted.
Right.
Megan Downing showed me a 16-foot jump shot I didn't know she had in her repertoire.
Yes, she did. That was a nice one.
Yep.
Yeah, interesting here that the game sort of mirrored the Fort Laramie game in that Tri-Village was able to make a run in the second half to close down the gap, but simply when you get behind that much early, it's just too hard to overcome.
Yep.
And Tri-Village, or excuse me, Country Day was able to answer just like they did against Fort Laramie. Interestingly enough, that was with Grace Barnes on the bench on Thursday when Fort Laramie scored 8 consecutive points to get it down to 2. Country Day then makes 2 consecutive three-pointers. All of a sudden, it's right back up to 8 points. Today, Tri-Village scored the first 7 points of the fourth quarter, but Country Day was able to seal it from the free throw line. All 8 of their free throw, or their points in the fourth quarter came from the free throw line, and overall they were 8 for 12 from the line in that corner. Started off more shaky, they finished more solidly shooting from the free throw line.
The biggest margin of difference, I think, was 12, 46, 34.
Yes. Yep. You have 12 points, and it ends up 10, so it's almost like that big run, and the tightening didn't even happen. Tri-Village was able to get it down to 3. It was a one possession game. You credit them, and that just shows their ability, Jack, and of course, just like Fort Laramie, you know, these were 4 very good teams in this regional. Fort Laramie and Tri-Village both make their runs at Country Day, but as we've talked about, Country Day is just simply too balanced offensively at scoring and have too many ball handlers. There's not a weak ball handler on that club.
Nope.
Not somebody
nope.
you can key on, not somebody you can double team and try to rip the ball away from.
Right, right. Yeah, you get behind 3 or 4 possessions against a quality D4 girls team that can handle the ball pretty well. You are between a rock and a hard place. It's tough to come back. That's all there is to it. You've got to force mistakes from the other team. And Fort Laramie found out a 14-5 negative start on Thursday night. Country Day up 9 after 1 the rest of the way. Fort Laramie outscored Country Day by 2, but the damage had already been done.
Yes.
Fort Laramie was in a catch-up mode the entire game. Tri-Village in a catch-up mode the final 2.5 quarters here this afternoon.
Yes, and it went closer first half in the Fort Laramie game, but it was that third quarter that was just too much for them to overcome. A 17-8 scoring advantage for the Nighthawks in this, the third quarter today.
Very, very impressed with Cincinnati Country Day. Outstanding unit. Finally, Coach Bajon Snell.
Yes, he just cut down the net moments ago to big cheers from the Country Day faithful. And Jack, you can't help but feel a little good for Country Day because we've seen them these last 2 years run into Fort Laramie in a regional final 2 years ago and district final this year to see a growth and maturity from a squad like this. It's always fun, and they're a finely coached group that will continue to give Tri-Village, Fort Laramie, Army runs, if those squads are able to make it back to regionals. And, of course, Rushi out of Shelby County, with what they have returning, I know, is thinking of making a deep tournament run next year, potentially getting here, too. So whoever from our area and Shelby County and surrounding counties is able to make it, I'm sure Country Day is going to be a consistent force here to be reckoned with come regional time in early March.
Well, sophomores for Country Day who will return, Sam Easter, Megan Zimmerman, Charlie's Rust, who made the game-winning basket against Tri-Village back on November 20th, Elizabeth Zimmerman, Piper Ferris, Gracie Barnes, top scorer all year, nearly 16 points a game, just a junior. You will hear from Country Day next year. And to simply state it, this Country Day team beat Tri-Village twice in the 2021-22
yes.
season. Opening game and here today. Also beat Fort Laramie on Thursday. This is the best representative this region has to offer for the state tournament in girls D4. That is all there is to it.
Absolutely.
They deserve it.
No doubt about it. And like we've talked about earlier, just such great growth from last year to this year. All those sophomores were freshmen last year. And even though they were missing a top senior guard who since graduated last year in that district final against Fort Laramie, a huge Fort Laramie win. That was all Fort Laramie that day, 50-16. This group has come a long way in 1 year.
Tri-Village will be a force in 2022-23. Riley Sagister, a junior. Emma Cantrell, a freshman. Morgan Hunt, just a junior. Ava Pippinger, a freshman. Tori Richards, a junior. Bella Black, a sophomore. Megan Downing and Delaney Gray and Molly Scantland and Caitlin Robinson and Maddie Bennett and Chloe Godown are seniors. They do graduate. Very good nucleus there next season to represent Tri-Village. And don't be a bit surprised if some of the major players this season are back again next year. As Bryant alluded, it could be you pick them, Country Day, Tri-Village, Rushi, Fort Laramie. That could be the primary four contending for regional berths here at the Student Activity Center next season. Scoring, Bryant, how did it wind up? Not nearly as balanced as it needed to be for the Tri-Village Patriots here this afternoon.
Exactly. They only had four players total score, and only three of them scored in the first half. Tori Richards did make 2 3-pointers in the second half. She finished with 6 points. That did give Tri-Village some more balance, but they also needed her to score because Riley Sagister, who had 13 overall, only had 1 point the entire second half. That is something that I'm sure she will look to improve upon as she heads into the offseason. That's going to be motivation for her. So she finished with 13. Morgan Hunt had 8 points. And Megan Downing led the Patriots with 17. She was the only consistent force, as you can see tonight looking at the scorebook. She had 9 in the first half and then added 8 in the second half. So streaky scoring from everybody else for Tri-Village today.
How many for Morgan Hunt again?
She finished with 8. Only 3 in the second half. And that was only 3 total baskets from her in this game.
And Riley scored how much?
She finished with 13 again. And again, 12 of those came in the first half. Only 1 free throw in the second half.
Well, Sagister and Hunt averaging on the year about 33 points per game between them. And they were held
with 21 tonight.
There you go. That's a dozen below where they should be. And give Country Day credit. Outstanding defense.
Yes, we talked about that. And Jada Mormon, one of their seniors who they will miss next year, she was tremendous today despite fouling out. She finished with 4 points offensively on 4 free throws. Sam Easter was the player who was coming in and relieving her on the bench. She had a nice game defensively as well. Did well, was also able to hold on to the ball when it was put into her hands, and she also came away with a huge, huge rebound there in that fourth quarter. She finished with 3 points. The rest of the Country Day scoring, Sarah Zimmerman finished with 6 points. Megan Zimmerman finished with 9 points. And both Elizabeth Zimmerman and Gracie Barnes scored 16 points apiece. Of note, Gracie Barnes did not score at all in that fourth quarter after scoring 11 points in the third quarter. She was instrumental again in that 17-8 scoring advantage in the third quarter that helped Country Day take a 12-point lead. But despite her not scoring at all in the fourth quarter, and despite Country Day not making a field goal at all, they're able to hold on. Again, 8 of 12 free throw shooting in that fourth quarter, good enough to be able to hold on and eventually push the gap back out to double digits. They were 13 of 18 overall from the line today, while Tri-Village was 4 for 8.
Boy, did Gracie Barnes ever have a third quarter.
Yes.
She turned the game around in the favor of Country Day for good with a dazzling third quarter of shooting and balling.
Oh, and some of those shots she makes, too. Yeah. You can tell her talent. That one reverse layup there, I think that brought nearly the whole place to their feet. I think even Tri-Village fans were standing up after that one. That was a tremendous shot.
That was special. It really was. Special play.
Rebounding-wise, 24-21 advantage for Country Day. Unofficially and turnover-wise, I had Tri-Village having 10 and Country Day having 8, so even there overall on the day. But
who are our stars of this game? What do you think? It's on your shoulders.
It's easy to name the Clancy stars of the game today. Megan Downing in her last game, 17 points.
Yep.
She had a lot of rebounds today, too. She was a good effective force in there, and she had to deal with a lot of good defense, a lot of guards that were in there from Country Day trying to rip the ball away from her. And then, of course, you had Sarah Zimmerman, and even Daisy McLean, when she came off the bench, proved tough for Megan Downing to deal with, but she still scored 17 points. She kept them in at today, and Tri-Village needed every one of those rebounds that she was able to come up with.
So, and Clancy stars of the game, Downing and Barnes?
I'll have to share it with Elizabeth Zimmerman as well, both scoring 16 points, and then, of course, Elizabeth Zimmerman in that fourth quarter made 4 of 5 free throw attempts. So when they needed more consistency in the fourth quarter, Elizabeth Zimmerman was able to come up with it for them.
A complete team performance by Country Day. Don't forget Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's in Sydney.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
Like you said, huh? Welcome back here to the Student Activity Center at Vandalia Butler. I'm Jack Kramer with Stan Evans. Beautifully officiated girls D4 regional championship game. A lot of talent on the floor. And I tell you what, the best came out in the officials here this afternoon, Stan. They did an outstanding job. Stan just nodded his head and said, thank you very much. It was well done, well played. Highly skilled girls Division IV basketball players, and it was extremely well officiated here this afternoon. 10-point win to Country Day. Phenomenal third quarter, but Gracie Barnes, she pumped in 11. She stretched the lead, and then Country Day milked it at the foul line in the fourth quarter. I'd like to remind you that from storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers the winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Using the highest quality building components, remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze and Rushi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze in Rushi, well known for offering the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Thanks so much to our sponsors from the Rushi, Ohio area, including the Francis Schulze Company in Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Let's make your gift ideas come to life at the Jewelry Barn, the gem of Rushi. New address, 575 East Main in Rushi. And thanks so much here on scoresbroadcast.com to our anchor underwriting sponsors who were with us today for this Country Day 54-44 win over Tri-Village. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Route 25A. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies, Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. Local Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006 and 7. Frisch is in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. Home of the Big Boy and Pumpkin Pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank and Osgood in Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie in Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank. SecureCom in Minster. Online at SecureCom.com. That's SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. We help you buy, sell, build, and develop real estate. The cell phone shop, Harshman Plaza, Harshman Road. That's South Needmore, North Dayton. Call 937-567-0878. 567-0878. Mention Scores Broadcast and get 15% off. New underwriting sponsors have included Knox Machinery, Precision Strip in Minster, Airstream Inc. in Jackson Center, Brunson Welding and Street Legal Golf Carts in Anna, and new to come on board, Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Thanks as well to the Family Resource Center based in Findlay, an office in Sydney, Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna. Receive online care at victorishealth.com. Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home in Sydney, serving families with dignity and respect. And thanks to the Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around, and our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. Once again, I'd like to recognize for our listeners, our radio station sponsors, a few quick remaining comments from you, Bryant, while I run them down here over the next 10-15 seconds. Look forward to the boys' regional on Tuesday.
Yes.
At Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena. You know all about Springfield Catholic Central. Very good opponent for Botkins in the second game at 8 o'clock on Tuesday night.
Yeah, it's going to be a great broadcast here on Scores on Tuesday. Jack and Chuck will be back for that. Anticipated air time at 7:30. And it will be interesting how those two squads are going to match up. We saw Catholic Central give Jackson Center a lot of problems in a district final. Botkins definitely has a big height advantage coming into that one, but if Tyler Galouche can get going inside for Catholic Central, and if Ashton Young can find some of those drives, it could be a close game there. So that should be a fun regional semifinal coming up on Tuesday.
Yeah, Botkins hasn't backed down from anybody all year. Tough schedule.
Yes.
I'd put Springfield Catholic Central probably among Botkins' top four or five opponents on its slate this season.
Yes. Yep.
Again, our radio station sponsors, thanks so much to these folks with us via WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney, Sydney Tire, Reese Insurance in Sydney, Sydney Chiropractic, Emerson Wagner Realty, TC Sporting Goods in Sydney, Realty 2000 in Sydney, and Sydney Pickwa Troy Body Car Star. For our radio station audience via WMVR, our online audience via scoresbroadcast.com, thanks so much to Tracy back at the WMVR radio station for hanging with us all day as she ran the board. Thanks so much. Alongside on stats, color, on-site engineering, Bryant Billing. Chuck McBee will return after a summertime vacation day today at Indian Lake. For everyone, Jack Kramer saying good afternoon to you. Until Tuesday night, we've got both games for you from Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena. Airtime first game, 5 o'clock. 5 o'clock, Tri-Village Boys against either East Knox or Grove City Christian. That's game one. Tip at 5:30, airtime right after 5, and then the nightcap, game 2 of the doubleheader, Botkins against Springfield Catholic Central. So in a roundabout way, I've said good afternoon to you from here at Vandalia Butler. Jack Kramer saying once again the final score, Cincinnati Country Day victorious in taking the D4 Girls Regional Championship, Downing Tri-Village 54-44. Good afternoon, everybody.
This is scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.